Fran McCaffrey snagged a major victory Monday when South Sioux City, Nebraska star Mike Gesel verbally committed to the Hawkeyes. Gesel, a 6'1" point guard, had narrowed his choices to Iowa, Nebraska, and Stanford. He also had offers from Iowa State, Creighton, Northern Iowa, Drake, Utah, and Harvard. The All-Stater has led his prep team to the last two Nebraska Class B state titles. As a junior last season, Gesel averaged 25.2 points, 8.2 assists, and 6 rebounds per game. Most of the major recruiting services list him as a top 100 recruit nationally. On to baseball now, where if Dan Uggla gets a hit tonight in Florida, he'll have the longest hitting streak in the majors this season at 31 games. Uggla extended his hitting streak to 30 games with a fifth inning single to come within a run of tying, to come within one hit of tying Rico Carty's Atlanta team record. Martin Prado delivered a go-ahead single in the 11th inning, and the Atlanta Braves beat the Florida Marlins 4-3 last night. Elsewhere in the National League, Cliff Lee hurled 4-hit ball for 8 shutout innings and hit his second home run of the year in Philadelphia's 2-1 win over the L.A. Dodgers. San Francisco and Arizona both won, so the Giants still lead the National League West by half a game over the D-backs. Chris Stewart hit his first Major League home run in the Giants' 6-0 win over Pittsburgh, while Arizona kept pace by rallying from a 7-1 deficit to beat Houston 11-9. Milwaukee moved 4 games up on St. Louis in the National League Central with a 5-3 win over the Cardinals in 11 innings. Casey McGee's double snapped a 10th-inning tie as the Brewers won for the 12th time in 13 games. Troy Tulowitzki hit a 2-run homer as the Colorado Rockies sent the Cincinnati Reds to their 5th loss in 6 games, 3-2. The New York Mets nipped San Diego 5-4, and the Washington Nationals got by the Chicago Cubs 3-1. In the American League, Cleveland outlasted Detroit 3-2 in 14 innings when Kosuke Fukudome was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. That moves the Tribe within 3 games of the AL Central leading Tigers. Josh Hamilton drove in the winning run with a single in the 9th inning, and the AL West leading Texas Rangers rallied from a 3-run deficit for a 7-6 win over Seattle. Brent Morel homered and drove in 2 runs. Carlos Quentin also connected, and the White Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles 4-3. Bobby Abreu hit his second homer of the game, a 2-out, 2-run shot off Mariano Rivera in the 9th inning as the LA Angels beat the New York Yankees 6-4. The Yanks are on their first 3-game losing streak since early June as they fall 2.5 back of Boston in the AL East. Darnell McDonald hit a 2-run homer into the upper deck in left field, helping the Red Sox defeat the Twins 4-3. Tampa Bay blanked Kansas City 4-0 on James Shields' 6-hitter. That's his Major League best 8th complete game this season. And Josh Willingham and Kurt Suzuki homered in Oakland's 4-1 win over Toronto. In other baseball news, the Minnesota Twins have placed right-hander Scott Baker on the 15-day disabled list because of a strained pitching elbow. Cincinnati's placed reliever Logan Andrusik on the 15-day DL because of a strained right forearm. And the Cleveland Indians won't have injured center fielder Grady Sizemore back until at least September, and there are no guarantees that he will return at all this season. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, Iowa beat Sacramento 14-7. Also, Fresno, a winner over Omaha in 10 innings by a score of 4-3. Sacramento is at Iowa, Fresno at Omaha. Both those games set for this afternoon. In football news, Penn State football coach Joe Paterno has been released from the hospital 2 days after getting blindsided during practice by a player. The 84-year-old Paterno suffered injuries to his right shoulder and pelvis. The school said in a statement that Paterno was looking forward to returning to practice today. Jim Tressel was a well-paid man. When he was football coach at Ohio State, he made just under $22 million as the Buckeyes coach over his decade-long tenure before leaving after breaking NCAA rules. The figures were released by the university as part of a public records request by the Associated Press. They show that part of Tressel's pay, $4.6 million, came from an exclusive apparel deal with Nike, under which the school directed a portion of the money it received to the coach. Oklahoma head football coach Bob Stoops says starting linebacker Travis Lewis has broken his foot and will miss up to 8 weeks. Stoops said in a news release that Lewis broke a bone in his left foot during Monday's practice. Lewis is a senior from San Antonio and has led OU in tackles each of the past 3 seasons. Tom Bahali thanked Kansas City Chiefs owner Clark Hunt and his family and then talked about getting back to work. Kansas City's star linebacker spoke with reporters Tuesday for the first time since signing a 5-year, $60 million contract last week. The Chiefs placed the franchise tag on Hali during the offseason, but there was no lengthy holdout from a player coming off a career year in which he had 14.5 sacks. Hali's deal made him the second highest paid outside linebacker in the league behind Dallas's DeMarcus Ware. The contract includes $35 million worth of guaranteed money. Jimmy Harris, the starting quarterback for much of Oklahoma's record 47-game winning streak in the 1950s, has died at the age of 76. Harris took over as Oklahoma's quarterback during the 1954 season and never lost a game, leading the Sooners to national championships in 1955 and 56. He's one of only six quarterbacks to lead a school to back-to-back national titles. Well, the NFL is adding game day testing for performance-enhancing substances, but not recreational drugs this season under the new collective bargaining agreement. The league's senior VP of Law and Labor Policy, Adolfo Birch, says the tests weren't conducted in the past on days there were games because of logistical issues involved, much more so than any philosophical issues. Birch says the league has developed a way to test that is not overly disruptive to the clubs and that respects the game day process. Birch would not say where talks between the NFL and the players' union stand, or even if they've started, but details that need to be worked out before the league can introduce random year-round blood testing for human growth hormone. Elsewhere in NFL news, rookie quarterback Andy Dalton will start the Cincinnati Bengals preseason opener on Friday night in Detroit. The Bengals took Dalton in the second round out of TCU after Carson Palmer told the team that he wouldn't be coming back. Linebacker Channing Crowder says he's retiring at the age of 27 after six NFL seasons. Last season, Crowder made 33 tackles in 11 games with Miami. He missed five games with injuries. Jacksonville quarterback David Garrard has been ruled out for the Jags' preseason opener at New England Thursday night. Coach Jack Del Rio says the team is simply being cautious with Garrard, who tweaked his back during practice on Thursday. The move will allow rookie Blaine Gabbert to start. He was the 10th pick in April's draft out of Missouri. Carolina wide receiver Steve Smith injured his finger during practice. The left middle finger was cut, but x-rays revealed no broken bones. Ricky Williams has passed his physical and has joined the Baltimore Ravens for practice. The former Heisman Trophy winner agreed to a two-year deal on Monday. The Tennessee Titans have agreed to terms with safety Anthony Smith, the second veteran in that spot, added in the 5 days. Smith has played in 63 games with the Steelers, St. Louis, Jacksonville, and Green Bay. He has seven interceptions over 19 starts. The Los Angeles City Council has approved a tentative framework agreement with a private developer that wants to build a 72,000-seat NFL stadium on the city's Convention Center campus. The council's 12-0 vote sets the stage for city leaders to later vote on binding agreements with the developer on the project's financing, leasing arrangements, and other details. Well, Dwayne Wade has decided that he cannot take a year away from basketball, and if the NBA goes that route, Wade has decided to go somewhere else. Though he remains cautiously hopeful that a deal between owners and players can be struck to end the lockout and ultimately save the 2011-12 NBA season, Wade tells the Associated Press that he will be playing somewhere this winter, whether that's with the Miami Heat, as he'd obviously prefer, or an international club. Wade says flatly, quote, "I'm going to play basketball this year." Wade denied receiving any international offers yet, including a widely circulated report of a $2 million per month deal to play for a Chinese team. Retired Houston Rockets center Yao Ming could enter the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame as early as next year as a contributor. John Dolova, president and CEO of the Hall, says that Yao has been nominated by a member of the Chinese media and his credentials will be considered by an international panel. As a contributor, Yao would bypass the usual 5-year waiting period for retired players. The 7'6" Yao retired in July after injuries ended his 8-year NBA career. He averaged 19 points and 9.2 rebounds and was an 8-time All-Star. And Swiss watchmaker Tag Heuer says it's ending its 10-year commercial relationship with Tiger Woods and hopes that he can overcome his difficulties. The chief executive says the company is confident that Tiger will eventually regain full trust with the public. Tag Heuer stopped promoting Woods' image in the U.S. weeks after revelations about his marital problems began to emerge. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.